Let's give a cheer.
Yeah. Woo!
We are grateful to be here with all of you here in our sanctuary and all of you that are in the sanctuary of our hearts that are joining us online. We are grateful for all the ways that we connect with our community, close in and out into all the different realms. And we are here acknowledging the truth and the affirmations of spirit in our lives. And we're going to begin today with the affirmation for this day, which is, I realize the power of spiritual truth. Let's affirm together.
I realize the power of spiritual truth.
Yes, we do. And we're going to invite us now to rise and join Keith and Patty for our opening song. Y'all have got to know it now. We're on to the third week of, is this the third week of July? So you've had a chance to learn it. So we're going to be really good at it now.
Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing, love in us abounds. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing, love in us abound. Sing of your love forever. I could 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 sing of your love forever. Sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now.
I could sing of your love forever. 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 Sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
You guys sound wonderful.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In case you don't know, I am Mark Robleski. You probably do, but it says that here, so I got to read it. Okay. Huh? Well, there's people on Facebook, and okay. All right. Anyways, thank you for joining us today, and let us begin our service together as we affirm our statement of truth. Together, there is one presence and one power in the universe and in me, God the good, omnipotent. Prayer is the basis on which unity was founded, which healed Myrtle of tuberculosis and brought a group of six into hundreds, because it didn't happen back then. We are ready for our prayer chaplains to sign up to support our Sunday services. So please call Ryan Ruffner to get back on the schedule. As always, if you are ever in need of prayer today after the service, our prayer chaplains will be available at the prayer room in the back for individual prayer. And our prayer chaplains today are, could you stand so people can see? All right. And these are two pretty powerful people, so if you do get prayer, get ready. Get ready for the healing. All right. I can tell you out of personal experience. And I am a chaplain, emeritus even. Not to brag on me or anything. But, all right, now please join Reverend Kira in prayer.
Such a treat. Take this moment to find that place where you commune with the God of your understanding, to open your heart, your mind, and being, and touch into that sacred experience within. And we say thank you. Thank you, infinite source, for all the ways that you share your divine light and abundance here now. In this moment, we feel the power of your presence that pulses through our blood, that brings us the life energy and the essence of you as the essence of us. And we are grateful, grateful, grateful for this day. We feel the power of appreciation for all that exists and all that is moving through our lives and all that is harmonizing and fulfilling the highest good for each and every one. And we are grateful for knowing that we are alive in the power of this divine presence. We feel your presence in our children, in our teens ministry, in our living sanctuary, in this sanctuary, and in the sanctuary of our hearts. We feel the power of your presence lighting up our lives and transforming our thoughts. We open ourselves to the highest thoughts and the greatest good in each and every moment. And we feel the power of you as you pulse through the very energies of this world. And we are grateful, grateful, grateful to be together in this unity community and to feel your love and your light as it illuminates our lives and moves us forward in divine order and grace. And we say thank you, God, together. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. And yes, absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
She's a tough act to follow, I'll tell you that. She gets better every week. Okay. So this week's announcements and all links to participate can be found in your Sunday e-bulletin, which was sent this morning at 7 a.m. How many people have checked that? How many people aren't getting it? Okay, good. So the rest of your hands that didn't raise, you just didn't look, I guess. We know who you are. Okay. Access to our updated newsletters and bulletins are easily found on our new website, www.unitybayareahouston.org, by clicking on the orange update button at the top of the page. Or you can also call 281-554-2450, leaving a message requesting event details. And for everyone who is here in person, there's an information table with sign-up sheets to participate in these activities. Do you all know where that is? Yeah. I'm sort of acting like Ben Kenobi during the announcements today, just to tell you. Okay? You'll find out at the end. The bookstore is open, and we are ready to receive gently loved jewelry donations. And we have some of the best jewelry for $5 and $6 that you will ever find. Don't go to Zales. Come here. It's ridiculous. I just got my wife these fantastic earrings a couple weeks ago, and she does clip. Not even pierced. $6. You want to make something with your honey, guys? Go to the bookstore, look at the jewelry. If they like jewelry. Okay. So, women, please bring your gems, jewels, and other assorted magic trinkets to pass along to your shopping sisterhood. And we know you have lots. Or most women have lots. I will say that. All donations can be dropped off at the bookstore after the service each week. Okay. So, I'm going to take a couple minutes here. We have... we have an awesome five-week series called Beatles Wisdom. And the reason it touches me is because when I was 9, I remember it was the first song that was televised worldwide. It was All You Need Is Love. And it made a big difference, if you remember, with everything that was going on in the world. And at the same time, the Beatles were something that I could play at home, and I couldn't play the Rolling Stones. And they had, you know, songs like Paint It Black and all that. But my parents loved Yesterday and all this. They would Hello Goodbye and all these songs. So it really touched me. I think I was in about fourth grade. Anyway, Beatles Wisdom, Kira will guide us through a metaphysical exploration of all four Beatles, their messages, and music. So, I thought I'd give you a little Beatles trivia. So, Paul's mother died when he was 14, and in a dream, she came to him. And then he wrote a song that hit number one. Bingo! Don Pardo, what gifts do we have for her? Boy, that buzzer was quick. Mary Ellen. Okay. How many days did it take to film the movie Help? Come on. One. They just did it in one day. Okay? So that's the power of purpose and focus and concentration. All right. When did the Beatles get together? What was their formation year? Huh? 58. 58 is the year I was born. He gets a gift too. Huh? Oh. That's okay. All right. What was their first hit and what year? Number one hit. Nope. Close. Love Me Do. That's right. At least I can sort of... we're playing 20,000 Pyramid here with the bass player now. Okay. Name that tune, right. How many Billboard number one hits, top 100, do they have? It's the record. A lot. Come on. That's not a... you've got to give a number. Huh? 100. That's... you must really like the Beatles. 20. 20 is the record. Takes a lot to have a number one hit. Okay, how many, as of 9 years ago, how many LPs had, or whatever you want to call it, had they sold? It's in the million. Huh? 12. Who else? Huh? That's not even close. And she's a powerful person, too. Huh? Getting closer. Huh? Yeah, come on. 200. Do I hear 300? Do I hear 400? 500? 600 million. The Beatles transformed music from the point of when they started, people would buy 45s. I have 45s, right? All of a sudden, people started buying albums. No 45s. Okay, so anyway, to close this, I'm grateful for the time that I have spent with Kira from 2008 when I pledged my commitment to her. Kira offers the peace of God to all who hear and choose to follow God as she knows Spirit. So, you have a choice today to sign up for this class. Okay? And we are in constant contact with the Spirit. And so if you feel a need for just some lightness, sign up for the class.
It's a Sunday series, actually.
It's a Sunday series.
That's what we're going to be doing on Sunday mornings. We'll be doing Sunday mornings on the Beatles and their spiritual wisdom. So, yeah, come on out on Sundays.
Come on out on Sundays. And
in August.
Bring your mothers and your kids and everybody and get educated metaphysically. Okay. I think I did enough on the Beatles. We are partnering with Interfaith Caring Ministries this year in a back-to-school donation drive. So please bring new backpacks and school supplies starting next week, July 25th through August 8th. Example supplies are available in the bulletin for those of you who read it. Okay. And we welcome our newest weekly group, Thursday Yoga, with Lisa Hoke at 9:30 a.m.
9:30.
Well, that's what I said.
No.
Well, I'm not responsible for that. I don't. I'm responsible for this. But I guess I am responsible for that. I just didn't know it was coming up. So, anyway, we'll fix it for next time. So please join me for our vision, mission, values, and affirmation. Our vision is a world powerfully transformed through the growing movement of a shared spiritual awakening. Our mission is to inspire minds, awaken hearts, and empower lives through the teachings of Jesus Christ and other expressions of universal truth. In all that we are and all that we live, we value unconditional love, connection, authenticity, inclusive trust, and compassion. We are living relevant spirituality. Now,
please stand and join us for our second congregational. One, two, one, two, three.
We have come together as family. We have come here as we are.
It's amazing what two people can sound like. And Keith Vivens, we were talking about the Beatles. Paul McCartney, he just sang. He wasn't much of a bass player. I would put Keith up against Paul anytime. Anytime. Huh? Well, he's scared, but yeah, we got to replace. You know how they replace Keith Best with Ringo? Well, that's what you would do. Anyways, your presence here today is precious to all of us, and thank you for joining this morning. We know some folks are joining us for the very first time. We thank you for checking out UCBA, Unity Bay Area, Houston. If you'd like more information about our community and our teachings, you can connect with a greeter at the table after the service or contact us through Messenger on our Facebook page, Unity Bay Area, Houston. If you're looking for a spiritual place to be renewed and lifted, we would love to welcome you here. So if you're here for the first time, please raise your hand so we can welcome you. All right. It's always great when people raise their hand, because I remember going to a place and I had to raise my hand. I was sort of scared. You know? So I give you a lot of credit for having courage there. Okay, let's share our welcoming blessing. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we behold the Christ in you. All right, so we're going to have another special event here. We're going to get two daily words for the price of one. All right? One in English by one of my favorite people, Dawn Pence. And then we're going to have it in Spanish. So let's have a treat for the daily word.
Thank you, Mark. All right. Our word today is realize. Our affirmation, I realize the power of spiritual truth. You want to say that together? I realize the power of spiritual truth. I have had many aha moments throughout my life when something that has befuddled me for years has become clear. It may have been something I tried to learn in school, a skill I practiced and tried to master as I grew, or even an idea that challenged my understanding of the world around me. Whenever I realized something new, I could feel my world expanding, opening up before me in fresh and exciting ways, making me eager to discover even more. On my spiritual journey, I feel a similar excitement as I realize I have so much more than a spark of divinity within me. I am fully divine, just as I am fully human. I feel newly alive in this realization and so very grateful for it. And from Genesis chapter 28, verse 16, then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And now we have the daily word in Spanish from the beautiful Maria Mendez. What?
This is my first time here. Good morning. Good morning. Buenos dias. Siempre una primera vez, ¿eh? Always is the first time. La palabra de hoy es discernir. Diciendo el poder de la verdad espiritual. He tenido muchos momentos en mi vida cuando algo me ha confundido por mucho tiempo. De repente se aclara. De haber sido algo que traté de aprender en la escuela, una habilidad o que practiqué y traté de perfeccionar, incluso una idea que retaba mi comprensión del mundo. Cada vez que me volvía consciente de algo nuevo, podía sentir como mi mundo expandía, haciendo que deseara descubrir aún más en mi viaje espiritual. Siento entusiasmo cada vez que me doy cuenta de que yo soy un ser totalmente divino y completamente humano. La verdad espiritual aviva mi sentido, propósito y poder. Me siento renovado cada vez que tomo conciencia de ello y siento gratitud. Cuando Jacobo despertó de su sueño, dijo, realmente el Señor está en este lugar. Yes. Y yo no lo sabía. Génesis 28, 16. Thank you.
In the silence, there is a sacred place, a secret meeting place, love is there. In the silence, where every color blends, and every rainbow ends, good is there. Of mind. In the silence, your path is paved in gold, and all your dreams unfold. Love is here. Peace is here. Truth is here.
Thank you. If you've not already done so, I invite you to find this place where we turn to meditation, where we close our outer eyes and open to that inner experience of the divine that we are, that inner experience where we understand that we are fully divine and fully human. And we are the meeting point of all of creation as it moves through and is focused through us. And we are grateful, God, to come into this divine presence, to know the truth of our being, to know the truth of this divine essence that we are. So whatever way you calm the echoes of the mind, the thoughts that scurry, let them just begin to move into the background and begin to release the tension from behind your eyes. Or in your jaw, your neck, and your shoulders. Allow yourself to begin to relax into this moment, to know that this is an ever-flowing, ever-abundant universe. And we are one in this flow of the divine essence that is, in the flow of good, in the flow of God consciousness. And as we settle into this now moment, we feel the power of that divine presence. We feel the wonder and the awe of recognizing there is an essence of us that is always moving forward, lifting, surging through, and blessing our lives. We are one with this ever-flowing presence and this consciousness of all. And this same presence that is alive in us, that is alive in the stars and the planets, and it is alive in the earth and the air and the water. It is alive in the fires. It is alive in the consciousness of all existence. Every plant and every mineral and every animal is made of the same one substance. And we feel the power of that substance that courses through us and reminds us that we are eternal life expressing here and now in this finite world. We know our infinite self, and we feel a deep inner freedom and peace and harmony wash through us as we remember truth. And so we take this moment to move into that sacred space of silence within, that place where we remember and we feel the well-being well up within us. The well-being of knowing our oneness in the silence. And so it is. From this place of deep inner knowing, we remember truth. We remember freedom. We remember the awareness of all that is moving and breathing us. And we feel deep gratitude, deep knowing in our soul. Feel the power of that divine essence. And let yourself be free to live in joy and laughter and celebration of life, each moment, each experience filled with that one life essence. And as we bring our awareness back here and now with this appreciation for all that is, we allow that well-being to move through us as we share the words of our Lord's Prayer through an Aramaic translation. Together, beloved oneness, breathing life of all, holy is our essence. Create your reign of unity now. Your one desire acts with ours and vibrates light to form. Fulfill this day all need for bread and insight. Forgiveness releases us and we remember wholeness. We are free from inner and outer deception and walk your path with joy. You are the power of these truths and unite my words, thoughts, feelings, and actions through this prayer. In gratitude, my heart knows it is so. Amen and yes.
Wealthy and wise, happy, healthy, wealthy and wise, and I know the light of God is shining in my eyes. I am happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. I am happy, healthy, wealthy and wise, happy.
Thank you, Patty, Rabaza, and Keith. I see this got left up here, Mark. Does that mean it's for me? It's an abundant universe. I'm going to accept it. It hasn't been opened yet. I'm learning to accept my good. How about you? It made me thirsty looking at it. We had the most amazing kids camp this week, and I just want to acknowledge, all of those that participated and helped out and brought their kids, their grandkids, and brought forth an amazing week of fun and spiritual awareness to all of our youth, because we know that's who we are and what we're up to, right? As a community, our children come in already knowing more than we ever knew, right? About the truth of their being, and they are here to teach us, and they taught us this week, and it was a great camp, and I wanted to acknowledge. I also want to acknowledge that our Garden Tender team has created a beautiful photo op opportunity outside of the Fillmore building. It says Blooming in Unity. There's actually little things you can hold up to your face and be the flower yourself, or you can just stand in front and start to put your pictures out there. Let people know you're blooming here in unity with us. And we are grateful for you to get the message out. And thank you to our Garden Tender team for that. Another beautiful addition to our beautiful living sanctuary space. And so we have had an amazing week. Anybody else noticing there have been a lot of energies? Was there anybody else feeling that this week? Anybody feeling a lot of movement and activity, or even some chaos? I had some chaos this week. And I find it interesting in the midst of it, of what do we do? Do we recognize the currency of abundance? That life is energy, that currency is energy, that everything, that energy is the way that we live through and move into this world and through this world. The currency of abundance is the flow of energy that is always available to us, and we are the ones that choose how we participate with it. Do you know that? Do you recognize that you're living in ever-flowing, overflowing abundance in every moment? Okay, everybody breathe. We're going to talk about a topic today. My title is Reciprocity Rocks, because what we give out comes back a thousandfold. It pressed down, shaken together and overpouring. Right? We are being told in Malachi 3:9-10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Well, what is that food? What is that food that's in my house? It's divine energy. It's a divine flow of substance that we live within. And it says, "That test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I'll not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there is not room enough to store it." Who wants to store your blessings? Do you want to keep them flowing anyway? Right? So we are being called to be in the understanding of how do we work with the ever-flowing substance of the universe. Now, the topic that gets everybody going is when we talk about substance as money. Okay, everybody, get your breathing out, Let's get over the panic, when we start having, this is a topic that we find to be taboo. And yet what money is the currency of energy. Do we understand it as the currency of energy? And how are we living in, when we're swimming in energy, we're literally swimming in money too. Money is nothing but a currency of energy. Okay, and as we in that process begin to open to how do we have a conversation about this, because it's a place where we have so many unresolved fears, doubts. We were taught all kinds of beliefs. Did anybody else grow up with feeling like there was a lack in your life? A lack of love, a lack of money, a lack of food, or a lack of whatever it was that you wanted, to be able to do all the things that you wanted to do in life. And I know many of us grew up and we got taught all kinds of different beliefs about money and about energy. Because what it really translated to is that we believe that somehow we're separate from the flow of this universal substance, that were separate from the flow of recognizing I am fully divine and I'm whole, fully human. I love that out of the Daily Word today, because we think, oh, well, I'm going to get to this little divine part, right? But I'm fully human. You know, we acknowledge that. But boy, I'm going to work to get to this little divine aspect, right? My spiritual self. And I'm going to call that forth. But the truth is, you are fully divine, just as you're fully human. And you're made of the very substance of the universe. And so when we are moving through life, to understand there can be no lack or limitation. There is only the infinite flow of substance. Now, breathe again, because we have looked at our lives and we have defined our lives based on where we see lack or limitation. We talk about it. Well, I was struggling with this. Oh, there's not enough of that. We put words in language, or if we don't, we're trying to affirm a positive statement. I am living in the flow of this divine substance. I am divine, fully divine. We still have a withholding in that moment, because we are feeling like, I don't really trust. I don't trust the universe. I don't trust the substance that's there. And the minute we have something that goes awry, we doubt. And we go, so there we go. We got it. There it is. Mark, you were gone, but I took advantage of the abundance that you brought me, and I'm drinking it.
One interruption. I thought to make money, we could do sponsorships, and so this is buy, so I want us to buy.
Yeah. You're funny. Anyway, in this process, a part of what's happening for us is an opportunity to come face to face with our own places where we have spiritual lack, spiritual limitation in our consciousness, where we've bought into a story or a belief system or a core doubt that when something is happening in the world or in our lives or in our experience, that it means somehow something about us. Anybody do that? Oh, I must not be doing it right. I must not be good enough because I'm not feeling the flow in this moment. Right? Or, you know, somehow it means something about the universe, that the universe is not going to provide for me. And, oh, what happens? We clench up every part of us. I had a wonderful experience this week of having a blowout, and I was up in Crosby going to a dentist because he does natural stuff, and I like that dentist. And so anyway, I was up in Crosby, which is about an hour drive away, and I hit a big hole in a construction zone, and I get on Highway 90, and suddenly, there goes my tire. Well, you know, me, and I have that little car, and it doesn't have a spare that really works at all. So I'm on the side of the road. And so I'm on the side of the road, and everybody's, you know, zooming past. And of course, I, you know, as spirit would have it, renewed AAA that week, right? Was that perfect or what? And so renewed. So I call AAA. Well, AAA, they first of all say, well, it's going to be 2 hours. Now, I have a class at 7. It's 5 o'clock. And I'm like, well, no, that's a little too long, you know. So can we get somebody else out here, right? And so in the process of that, what they didn't tell us was, no, you actually get into a queue. So you get into a queue. Well, 5 hours later, I still don't have a tow truck, okay? So now, in the meantime, I've been making multiple calls and getting a hold of them and, you know, and going through a whole process. Eventually, I hired my own tow company. But what I want you to know, now, I'm sitting on the side of the road in my little car. I am totally safe and secure. I have, the car can turn on, I can run the air conditioner. You know, there is absolutely nothing wrong in that moment. Now, what energy do I choose to buy into in that moment, or what belief system? Now, as it would have it that, you know, Reverend Curdy was out of town, who was helping me with my class on Wednesday nights, our prayer empowerment class, but Ellen, who is the in-house expert on creating affirmations, was here and available to lead this class. And I'll tell you, she was the best person to lead that class. So like Spirit like put everything into alignment so everybody and everything was taken care of. All that happened to me, I was sitting around for a few hours, right? And was there anything really wrong except what my mind would choose to do with it? Now, I want to talk about this in terms of abundance and in terms of the flow of the universe and in terms of understanding that in every moment, you know, I didn't really think of all the solutions. I had people calling me from out of state even, checking on me, that heard, and then all of a sudden, my phone never stopped ringing the whole time. With, you know, I'm either calling AAA or I'm having friends check on me. You know, I thought, gosh, I felt very loved and supported, you know, and they're all like, well, should we come get you? I'm like, no, I'm going to stay with my car. And of course I kept saying, well, they're on their way. Well, they're on their way. You know, it's no problem. They're on their way. You know, eventually I did hire a tow truck that just came and took me and it was all good. And so I laugh about, you know, one of the things that we get into in our lack and limitation, we then tell a story and then we make it all bad and all wrong. And what if that was all right? Maybe ideally it was supposed to be Ellen's turn to get up here and lead that class that day. And that was a divine design. You know, maybe it was for me to recognize that I'm sitting and swimming in well-being and in an experience of good and how loved I am in the midst of no matter what the circumstance looks like. Was there any harm really done other than I sat around for a few hours? Well, maybe I needed to sit around for a few hours, you know. Who knows? You know, it. And I think that one of the things that we struggle with abundance and with the flow of the universal substance is we make it mean something and then we go to old stories of lack or limitation or, oh, ain't it awful, which is another form of seeing the universe as not working with me and for me. Now, we are in the process of learning how do I live in the flow of that abundance? How do I share that abundance? You know, in that moment, in my being able to be in well-being, and I just sat there blessing everybody that drove by, right? It was a great thing. I got to bless all these cars buzzing past on the freeway. And I thought, you know, it's interesting. I have a choice here. What if I really want well-being and a sense of peace and harmony in my life, then I get to live it in the midst of every circumstance and situation, no matter what it looks like in the moment. Now, there were options of things I could have done, and I could have done different things, but I was at peace in myself. So what I want you to look at in the flow of abundance, in the flow of the universe, in the flow of the substance, in the flow of all the good that the universe has to offer you, do you stay in peace and harmony? Do you stay in a flow of that? Do you stay in a flow of recognizing that the universe is always supporting me? I may not understand why it gave me this circumstance in this moment. I have no clue. All right, but I know I'm not outside of the flow of divine good. And so I give thanks and I share of my overflowing abundance, my appreciation, my sense of well-being. I share of my time, of my talent, my treasure, my money. I know that all of those are ways that I give back and the universe and keep the flow going. See, reciprocity is something that is an ever-flowing. I give, the universe gives back to me. The universe gives first. Do you understand that the universe gives to us first and foremost? That is the thing. The universe is always giving to us exactly what is going to benefit us in the highest way for our soul. Now, do you believe this is the question? Do you trust that when things look different than you thought they were going to look in the moment? See, that's the challenge, isn't it? How does it look in the moment? Oh, it doesn't look like I thought it was supposed to look. Oh, I was supposed to get a tow truck in an hour, get my car to Discount Tire, get a new tire, be here in time for class. Well, no, that wasn't how it worked. Yeah. okay, that's not how it's working. And moment by moment, as I got different stories and different information and talked to the supervisors and on and on and on, I got to say, okay, there's a different story. There's a different scenario. This is what's occurring. And what is it I know as truth in the midst of this? And do I stay in the flow of that abundance? See, when we are looking at the appearances of the world, we have a tendency to tell a story. Anybody have a good story-making mind? We make meaning out of everything. Now, we've learned mostly in Unity to make good meaning, right? But not always, because underneath it, we still have these places of unhealed parts of ourselves that don't trust, that think it's something, you know, well, this shouldn't be this way. And yet, when I let go of my resistance and say, am I okay right now? How do I feel? What if I were to choose to feel great? If I felt only well-being? Everybody take a moment to touch in. What if you felt well-being right now? Is everything okay with you right this minute? Yeah. Oh, how nice is that? I'm breathing, you know, I'm okay. I was a little hungry because I hadn't eaten before the dentist, you know, and so that, but it was like, yeah, like I'm going to starve to death, you know, sit there. I had to laugh when the mind came up with, you know, the things that the mind wants to tell the story. Oh, but you're hungry, you know, so what? Oh, you need to go to the bathroom. Well, the woods are right there, you know. It's okay, you know, everything's okay. And in the process of this, we get to really take a look at, am I working with the flow of the universe and trusting and giving back for what I'm receiving? You know, one of the things that happened is, you know, as I'm calling and talking to these different people at AAA and as I'm talking to the supervisors and trying to find out what in the world is going on, and they have some new system that they are not quite used to, and they actually didn't know that they didn't have somebody dispatched to me. And so it was fascinating to find out. But I realized that, you know, these people, they get everybody calling in upset. Right? They're upset, they're worried, they're this, they're that. So I kept talking to each of them and giving them, you know, thanking them for being on the line, thanking them and recognizing it's not their fault, but could you find out something more? And, inviting, but it's a different conversation because reciprocity is I'm going to give that which I desire. Do I want somebody being upset and, you know, and does that energy support what we're up to in the universe? What energy are we giving in our moment-by-moment experience? Are we giving an energy that uplifts and nurtures and expresses the good that is available to us in this moment, that is in us and that we are and that we can then give to others? Because that's where reciprocity is. You know, I know that we live in an abundant universe, and I know that I'm okay and good is happening in every moment. Whether I perceive it or not is the other story. And what got to happen, and this is what happens to us too, is what got to happen was I got to notice, was there any place of fear? Was there any place of doubt? Was there any place of resistance to what is in the moment? Now, is life going to treat us where we never have an issue? Anybody have that life? We think you need to come up here and talk, if so. Because the truth is, life is going to show up, right? Life is going to show up. It's not whether things are going to be perfect in life. It's what do we do with it in the moment. See, living in the flow of giving and receiving from life and giving of our abundance and receiving back in the abundance of the universe and being in harmony and peace with all of it is really a place of my being at home in myself every moment and trusting that this universe is always working on my behalf. What if we affirm that? This universe is always working on my behalf. Together? This universe is always working on my behalf. And then we start taking that into certain moments. Now, the other part that we're going to talk about in this for just a moment is that we also are living in a place where we have an opportunity to give and to give and to give and to receive and to receive and to receive, and they are one and the same, giving and receiving. But many of us are resistant in some way in that giving and receiving, that we are not allowing somebody else to care for us, or we give but we don't receive, you know, we don't receive. Anybody else struggle with that? Receiving is your challenge. Anybody? Y'all are really good receivers? I know you. You can't give this past me. You guys, I hear you. We give a compliment and you know. We have a resistance to, you know, to this. And so then what happens, we block the flow. We give, but we may give with some energy of fear in our giving. Have you ever noticed that you might give, but you're like, do I really have enough? You know, and the things that come up. How many of you write thank you, God, on any check, if you ever do send checks anymore, or on the bills that you send out on electronics, you know, that you acknowledge, see, God is our source, our one and only source of all energy, all life, all substance. And part of what we want to be is in the flow of that. And if we ever block that river on either side of it, we keep ourselves stuck and held in from the flow of that universal substance. So we are inviting our awareness that we are in the flow and willing to be great givers and great receivers. I am willing to be a great giver and a great receiver. Will you affirm that with me? I am willing to be a great giver and a great receiver. Yes, because it is one and the same. Now, we are told in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So are you giving without judgment or fear? Are you receiving without judgment or fear? This is really the important question. So I want to invite us, as we start to look into who we are being and how we're giving and how we care for this ministry, because we're going to talk about that a minute too, about we have an opportunity to invite you to give to this ministry. And that giving to this ministry is because we care about this community. How many of you feel like you have amazing experiences here? Yeah. Amazing experiences. Look at the community that we've built. Look at this community in all the ways that we receive such an abundance of good from this ministry, from having a community of like-minded people, a place where we can raise children that have this kind of a message in their lives. All right. In every way, we have an opportunity, and it is so important to us to say we want to sustain this ministry. And it does take giving and receiving. And I know many of you give in every way, in many ways. So pat yourself on the back for all of that. And we are going to invite that as I'll talk about in a minute, a little bit further update about that, about where we are. But we want you to really look into, am I giving and living from a place of feeling in alignment with the reciprocity of the universe? Am I in a place where I'm giving in any way that I'm giving? Am I doing it from a place of harmony and connection and peace? Or am I withholding out of fear? Or am I giving, but I'm giving it with fear? So in all those ways, we're going to invite ourselves into a new dynamic where we recognize we're swimming in money. We're swimming in energy. We're swimming in the lightness of being. We're sharing in the moments of knowing that we are deeply loved and cared for and taken care of in every moment, no matter what the circumstances are. In this ministry, we stand strong on trust and on the principle that we are living in an abundant universe. We give back. This is a tithing ministry. We tithe 10% of our income back to places that we receive our good or that we see expanding in good. This month we tithe to Unity of Houston, as well as we tithe each month to our region and to Unity Worldwide. And we tithe to, what am I missing? Unity Region and Worldwide Ministries and Unity Headquarters. So we tithe 10% of our income because we believe in the principle of continuing to keep that flow and supporting that which supports us, that which brings forth the greater good in the world. And so we are grateful to be a tithing ministry. And I want you to know we feel that that's a standing upon principle as a board and as a community. You can talk to your board about, we feel very strongly about that we stay living in principle. And the most important thing we can do is live in principle. And that is a powerful place as a foundation of this ministry, which is built upon principle and upon prayer. And so I invite you, pray. You can pray with us. You can give your tithes and offerings. You can acknowledge and feel the power of that presence. You can be a good giver and a good receiver. And that is a part of our moving the abundance of the universe and knowing without a doubt that I live in an abundant universe. I'm a fully divine and fully human, and I get to experience the power and the flow of all of that. How does that feel? Can you feel the well-being inside of you? Wherever you are, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, open yourself to that moment of well-being. And that is a choice that we make each moment, to feel the power of the universe. And when we live from that, it's amazing what the universe brings forth to us. Amazing grace, constantly, and an abundance that is so beautiful. I had an amazing experience with the tow truck driver. I'll just end with this. So when I did get a tow truck on my own, and he came and got me, and of course I'll get reimbursed from AAA on that. But in the process of it, he was somebody who has three children, really sweet guy. He had actually a huge, horrible accident with fireworks and blew off part of his arm and had been doing healing. So I got to do healing prayers and support with him and celebrate how he worked. He had just come back from vacation with his three kids and how important they were in his life. And it was just a beautiful exchange. Now, you know, I wouldn't have had that experience if anything else had happened. And who knows, maybe that was a divine appointment that we were supposed to have. And I feel, you know, felt such joy in being able to celebrate with him that his next surgery that was going to be successful and all the things that were happening and the development. He said it's been a miracle already that he wasn't supposed to have the use of his hand at all. And he was having the use of his hand and able to move it. So what we know is that, you know, God's grace is in the midst of everything. So I just want to invite you, really stay in that place of well-being and trust the universe has you where you are for a moment. And we are so grateful to Ellen, now she's in the room, that we already talked about you, Ellen, but about you getting to do the class and bringing your gifts of being one of the experts in creative affirmations into our ministry. So give her some thanks for stepping up continually. So I'm going to end with this one quote that I love deeply. It says, if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. He will put some things behind, will pass an invisible boundary, and new universal and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within him. Or the old laws be expanded and interpreted in his favor in a more liberal sense, and he will live with the license of a higher order of beings. Am I living with higher order beings here or what? Yes, I am so grateful. Give yourselves a lot of love and to one another. God bless you and thank you for being who you are and bringing that divine light and presence, your fully divine and fully human selves into our world. I love you all. Have a great week.